Okay, we are up to Perek Zion, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 7, Mishnah 2. So the Mishnah gives a general rule, Haroa Kohen Gadol Keshehu Korei Hino Ro'eh Parvis Ayir HaNesrafim, that a person who saw the Kohen Gadol when he was reading the Torah did not see the bull and the male goat when they were being burned. V'haroa Parvis Ayir HaNesrafim Hino Ro'eh Kohen Gadol Keshehu Korei. The exact opposite is true as well. And one who saw the bull and the male goat when they were being burned did not see the Kohen Gadol when he was reading the Torah. And it's not because this was not allowed, because they were far apart from one another. And if they're far apart from one another, that could be an issue, because both of the activities were performed at the same time. So if they were far apart, and they were performed at the same time, for those, I guess both of those reasons actually, that they were far apart and that they were performed at the same time, that would make it impossible to see both at the same time. Mishnah Gemal im bevigde vutz korei. If the Kohen Gadol was reading the Torah while he was still in his special linen garments, what happens after he read the Torah? Kidesh yadav v'raglav. He would sanctify his hands and his feet. Again, pashat yarad v'taval. He would remove the white garments and then he would go down to the mikvah and dip into the mikvah. V'Allah v'nistapag. He would then come out of the mikvah and he would towel himself off. Heviu lo bigdei zahavet v'lavashti. Then they brought him the golden garments which he then put on. V'kidesh yadav v'raglav. He would then sanctify his hands and feet again. And then he would be ready to do the next part of the service. So what happens next? So it seems like there were two parts of the service that were left. There were two special rams that he had to bring, and then he had to bring the musaf offering. So says the Mishnah as follows, V'yatza v'asa es elov es el ha'am. He would then go out and perform the services of his ram and the ram of the people, v'es shivas kivasim tzmimim b'nei shana. And then, with the afternoon tamid, later on in the day, he would offer seven unblemished sheep that were in their first year of life, and the other animals of the musaf. The Musaf offerings. That's when he was doing in the afternoon. Rabbi Eliezer. That's when this is according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says no. Im tamid shel shachar hayu kraven ufar ha'ula. The seven sheep of the Musaf were brought with the morning tamid, and so was the bull of the Musaf, and so which was an ola offering. Okay. V'sa'ir hana aseh v'chutz im tamid shel bein harbaim, and the goat of the Musaf offering, whose services were actually performed outside of the sanctuary. That was brought with the afternoon Tamid. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Dalet. For now, we'll stop right here.